It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And this morning, we get to talk with Scott Reimer, the CEO and general manager at Federated. And we really appreciate you taking time out and coming in and talking with us.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to maybe clear up some things, answer some questions, and get the community more comfortable with what's going on.
Well, and we've got a couple pages of questions that have been gathered over the course of the last week or two. If don't hear your question, you can sure call the radio station. Now, we're not going to put phone calls on the air today. We're just going to discuss things, but Joe will write down your question and bring it in. And then if it's something different than what we already have written down, we'll bring it up. So I guess, do we want to just dig right in here, or what? Let's start with why this seems like a good fit for Federated.
Right. Well, Federated for quite some time now has been in the had the mindset that we want to get fiber optic to rural America. It was something that started way back in the 1930s, 90 years ago, when the electric co-ops went out into the country and served those rural customers when the investor-owned utilities wouldn't. And I think we're repeating history here today with the ISPs not necessarily wanting to go out and serve rural America. Now, Windham is a dense community. It's served, but it fits into the regional program that we're trying to put together. It's just, we've got a lot of things coming down the pipeline, and we just think Windham is a perfect fit to put this all together, and I think everybody will benefit at the end of the day. And that's the goal.
And what makes Windham a good fit for you?
Well, it is the central hub of Cottonwood County. We've recently put in the ring in Cottonwood County. That was, you know, we worked with Cottonwood County commissioners on that. And that's on its way, almost done. It'll be finished up this spring. But, you know, between that, the system that Windham has that can be tied into and expanded upon, and we also have a grant opportunity coming our way. It's BEAD is the acronym. It's that federal grant. So we were awarded that grant, and a lot of that is in Cottonwood County. So there will be a lot of happy people in Cottonwood County that are going to get fiber to their home or business. And we just think it all ties together. It's just a perfect time for things like this to happen.
And the timing really is an important factor in this whole thing.
Right. Yeah, we you know, obviously we're doing a lot of planning for BEAD, the ring, other services that we want to get out to folks. But for us to properly plan, we really think that WindhamNet can be an integral part of that. And the sooner we know how this is going to turn out, the sooner we can, you know, validate those plans and start moving on. Because we will get the award it's ran through the state. We will get that award. It's got to be done within 6 months. So this year, we're going to get that. We're going to start working on that.
Okay.
We've got pretty much everything in place except for this one. And if this goes, then we will integrate this into the plan and move forward.
Very good. Well, the there's been some of the questions. There's some obvious questions that mm-hmm. people have been asking, and we'll jump around here just a little bit on some of these questions. But one of the things was, is my email, am I going to be able to keep my email address?
The short answer to that is yes. We've talked about that internally, and we're committed to making that happen. So if you've got a WindhamNet email address, we'll be able to facilitate keeping that.
And what will people notice? What's going to be, it seems like we're all creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. Nobody really likes change, or am I going to have to learn a new thing? For me and my internet at home, am I going to see anything different?
No, we don't think you will. The transition from WindhamNet to Federated should be seamless. I mean, there will be some things that, happen throughout the course of time that we might implement some changes, but initially, you won't see any change. You won't even know it happens. It'll be completely seamless. And even when those slight changes do get made, we want to make those as easy as possible. We want to be able to help people through them. We don't like to see people struggle. And, of course, we don't want to lose anybody either. I mean, there has been some customer loss already through some of the changes that have taken place with, WindhamNet over the years. We don't want to see that happen. In fact, we would like to do just the opposite. We would like everybody in Wyndham to be able to take these services again, get comfortable with them, make it easy, affordable, reliable. And, of course, the bottom line to all of this is customer service. And I know that's one of the questions that's been on here, so I can wait to talk about that.
We can jump into that.
Yeah, okay. So let me scroll down here to my notes.
Yeah, because customer service was one of the things that,
right,
whether it was an office here in town, mm-hmm, that will be staffed, that if you have questions, you have somewhere to go to,
right,
talk to somebody.
Yep. So Federated has never been accused of having poor customer service. In fact, it's just the total opposite. We get raving reviews from our members. And the reason I can point to that is because this most recent survey, it's called the ACSI survey. It's a nationally across industry measure of customer satisfaction. We received a 91. That was the highest score we've ever gotten. So we're constantly trying to improve what we do, but we can assure people that if they call, they're going to get to talk to somebody. They're going to get a response, second to none. You know, so we want all of our services to be world class.
And then along with that is there's a lot of questions about the current WindhamNet staff and what's going to happen with them. Whether they'll come on board.
Yeah, we've mentioned that time and time again, but yes, the WindhamNet staff will have an opportunity to transition to Federated if they want to, that is. We're not going to force them to. There's always the possibility that the city of Wyndham may have a spot for them, and if they choose to stay here with the current benefit structure they have, more power to them, they can do that. But we are going to make that available to all WindhamNet employees.
Very good.
And it's hard to reach out to people right now, since we don't really know if this is going to happen or not, and it might be premature for us to go start having conversations with employees. So that's why we haven't done that.
And it really is. You're kind of at a point where you really can't do anything until you know.
Right.
But yet you're on kind of a deadline too, or a timeline. Is a better word.
Sooner the better would be, you know, that would be the way to go. I guess with this vote coming up on the 3rd, if that's positive, then, you know, we can start implementing a whole bunch of new things, including talking to employees, start educating patrons, and
One of the other, to kind of shift gears here a little bit, and we did have somebody call in a question that fiber optic cable has a lifespan of 20 to 30 years, and WindhamNet is around 20 years into that. The question is, what's the plan?
Yeah, we really see fiber as more of a longer term asset.
The lifespan's
longer. Yeah, it's. I mean, and I do know that. All of the fiber here in town is in duct. So if you do have a failure, it's easy to pull out one and pull in the other. But we do put a longer life on our fiber. Now, this was built 20 years ago. The fiber in those days could have been constructed just a little bit differently. But we would probably put it more at 40.
Okay.
Years.
Okay, very good.
I mean, it's not something that's going to, like an electric cable, that's not going to fail due to getting nicked, or it's not going to fail due to being overloaded. I mean, they're designed the right way, so each of those glass pipes in there You know, you can probably put a lot more through those than you could an electric cable. So, yeah, we don't see any reason why this shouldn't last all of 40 years.
Okay. Let's see. A question about, and I apologize for just kind of jumping around here.
No, that's okay.
But we're kind of, time's going awful quick here
We can sit here all day and talk about this.
The public meeting question, it sounded like Wyndham would have no voice at Federated's table. It sounded like you have board members and can't or won't make that change, so Wyndham is part of the decisions.
Yeah, well, I mean, the short answer to that, it's not true.
Okay.
We have talked for a while now, once we found out this was an issue for the city of Wyndham. Our board has committed to establishing an advisory committee. So we serve three counties, and we would probably invite folks from each county, the city, to participate on that advisory committee. And we listen to people. That's where we get our information. If people aren't happy, we should know about it, and we take action on it. Our board is very committed to this advisory committee, and so the people of Wyndham will have a voice.
Kind of goes back to the customer service.
Right. You know, I've got some things written down here, but customer service is paramount to our business. I mean, that's just, you know, we call it the co-op business model. That's just integral to our day-to-day operation.
Now, there is one of the other topics that comes up is we're in the process of paying off this bond. We're only a few years away from that. But there also is, and that's a reason to maybe keep, for WyndhamNet to keep it, because once that bond gets paid off, but there's also, there's a lot of upgrades that are going to have to come too.
Right. The question that was on would, why would we sell when we only have approximately 6 years on paying the bond? You know, that's certainly a position that could be taken. It doesn't surprise me that we're taking that. It's fine. But over the course of those 6 years, I think there's been information posted by a council person where audit reports show that WyndhamNet is actually losing money every year. And do you really want to endure another 6 years of that, plus put the infrastructure improvements in place that are going to cost, in our estimation, to do it right, are going to cost close to $2 million. And you've got a small compact base here in which to spread those costs around. So it could be painful to people in Wyndham if things like that happen. And of course, everybody wants to say that, yes, when the bonds are paid off, there's going to be money flowing in. It's just not like that. If this was a money-making proposition, then you would see ISPs all over the place wanting to get in here.
I was just going to go back to the cost, too. That's obviously a concern, and part of it is it's a little unknown. Now, you guys have put out quite a bit of comparisons as far as cost,
right?
It may be a little bit more expensive, but you get more speed. A lot of people maybe don't understand what that speed really means.
Yeah.
And you know, my internet works fine the way it is.
Yeah. It's not necessarily just the speeds. It's the way the system operates, the reliability, getting your downloads and uploads to work properly. There's a lot more streaming goes on these days. The improvements that we see and we've been advised is through our consulting engineer that there's a lot of electronics that need to be upgraded. Now they definitely do not have a 40-year lifespan. So those need to be looked at a lot sooner and replaced more frequently. So you'll probably go through two or three iterations of electronics over the life of the cable. So it's just a matter of updating the system according to what the consultants have advised us to do. And going back, the same consultants that built this system and designed it are the ones that gave us that information. So we're not just dreaming this up on our own. We've got some solid information to back it up.
Will that, if this goes through, will those kind of improvements and changes of the physical equipment, will we start seeing that right away?
Yes. We as part of the asset purchase agreement, we did there's a portion in there that talks about instant improvements, and that's what we definitely need to do that. But how the electric and the broadband systems work for Federated is we have what's called work plans. So electric work plans are typically 4-year work plans. So we identify everything that we know of based on a worst come first basis. So we'll take care of those things first. Broadband is the same way. We will look out through our entire broadband system, in which Wyndham would become part of that long-term work plan. So you will see systems being upgraded on a first come first serve or first need basis. But yes, you will see improvements start to be made.
Very good.
Most people won't even notice it, because you know, more than likely, like you said before, their speeds are fine. They're not going to notice it, but yet it's more of a preventative measure.
Okay.
We want to make sure that things get fixed before they break. It's always hard. It's a crisis at that point.
Okay. Now, before we wrap up, there was also some talk about dividends. And can you kind of explain what that means and what it's all about? Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that comes from Councilwoman Jenny Quaid. She put that out there for us. Here's what she asked. How long would that take? In years is the question. How much of a percentage? Why aren't other patrons getting this? So I'll address why patrons aren't getting this first. Our bylaws indicate that capital credits will be paid out to members of the cooperative. Well, technically, anybody outside of our service territory isn't necessarily a member of the cooperative. So in our past bylaw discussions, we started talking about making broadband subscribers patrons, and ultimately changing the bylaws to give them access to allocation of their usage. And then eventually that would be paid out. Now, to answer the rest of those questions, I think it's probably easier for me to read a statement of what these capital credits are. Capital credit retirement is the return of equity or accumulated margins to electric cooperative members, owners, and patrons, typically issued as checks or bill credits. Boards decide annually to retire funds based on financial health, often using a first-in, first-out approach with a 15 to 30 year cycle. So that sort of answers the one question: how long is it going to take? It could take up to 15 years, and there's a lot of components that go into that. But these payments are generally tax-free for residential users. Key aspects of the capital retirement program: their margins in excess of revenue allocated to members based on their usage. Retiring them means paying them out. There's other things that go along. Some of the common questions that, and I know we're running short on time here, but is it taxable? No. What if I move? Your capital credits follow you for life. You don't lose those. Why does it take so long? Funds are used to build infrastructure and maintain low rates, ensuring long-term financial stability for the co-op of its electric and broadband system. So there's a lot to it, and I probably didn't answer it completely, but it does take a little bit of time.
But as of today, broadband customers are not eligible.
Yeah, that is
just
correct.
The electric.
Yeah, our bylaws. We review our bylaws once a year. Our next annual meeting is in September. We do intend to talk about that. We will talk to our accountants to find out if we can, you know, we know what those allocations are for everybody up to today. We'll see if we can make those retroactive or not.
Okay.
But the future is to make patrons eligible for capital credits.
Very good.
We want to give them just another benefit of becoming a part of the co-op family.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott, we are about out of time. What else do you want to make sure we mention this morning?
Well, I just want, you know, people to know that if you've got questions, we have an open door. You can contact us any way you want. We want you to feel comfortable with this decision. I know it's a big decision, but we're here to make this the best possible solution. And, you know, please trust us. We're not in this to make a quick buck. We're in it for the long haul. We'll be here forever. You know, we've been here for 90 years, just like the city of Windham, and we'll continue to be here. So trust us, and we definitely won't let you down.
Very good. Scott Reimer, we really appreciate you taking time and coming in and kind of working through some of this stuff, because it's confusing if you're kind of sitting at home wondering what this is all about.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, no, I can see that.
We appreciate you taking time.
Yep, thank you for the opportunity.
All right, that is Scott Reimer.
Reimer.
R-Y-E. I was fine until I saw your name. So, with Federated REA and Federated Broadband, we really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.